During his re-election bid for county executive last year, Walker dodged complaints that he was just setting up a run for governor in 2006. Walker is dodging no longer. He stood on the front step of his Wauwatosa home and said he wants to be sitting in the governor's chair 24 months from now. One of Walker's key campaign themes will be holding down property taxes. He says that can happen without harming local services, even if the state this year again trims its financial aid to municipalities.
The key is, and what I asked for in our State of the County address, is then give local government some flexibility. Give us some flexibility in negotiating power, give us some flexibility in how we run our services, particularly in areas that are state mandates.
Walker will probably have companies seeking the GOP nomination for governor. Green Bay Congressmember Mark Green and, to a lesser degree, Assembly Speaker John Gard are said to have an interest in running. Walker claims he's accomplished more than the others and notes he's won in a county that typically elects Democrats.
So without compromising my conservative principles, I've shown that I can reach out to independent and Democratic voters.
UW-Milwaukee governmental affairs professor Mordecai Lee says coming from the most populous area of the state will help Scott Walker. But Lee says Walker's Milwaukee area roots could also be a negative.
In Wisconsin politics, there seems to be a relatively consistent preference by voters against people from Milwaukee. When one thinks about primaries, whether Democratic primaries or Republican primaries, where the choice the voters had was between somebody from Milwaukee or somebody from outstate, usually the outstate person would win.
Lee says Walker's early start to the 2006 race gives him a jump on the rest of the Republican field. Walker says he's getting in now to try to catch up financially with Governor Doyle. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.